you talk a little bit about your vision of, I don't know, the biology of MSI-high colorectal cancer? I've heard people say that, quote, there's a high mutational load. First of all, if you measure mutational load, does that correlate with response? And is that the essence of why it responds?
Yeah, so the mutational load is substantially higher. It's about 100-fold higher than what we see with traditional colorectal cancer, microsatellite stable. And this is even higher than, the smoking-associated ones like lung, bladder, for example, or melanoma, kind of UV-induced. So the mutation rates are very high. When I describe this to patients, what I tell them is this is like having a pull of the lever in Vegas, that every time you have a mutation, there's a chance that that mutation could be antigenic, right? That could be enough to stimulate the immune system. It turns out that probably for every 20 mutations that a patient has, only one of those has a meaningful immunologic response, right? That the immune system actually can identify it. So that means if you have a tumor that has a very high level of mutations, you have more rolls of the dice or pull of the lever and more likely to be able to generate that immune response. But it's not a clear-cut relationship because of that stochastic nature. It's not a clear-cut relationship between mutation load and response. There's still a lot of chance involved in that process.